Hi guys, welcome back to the Mel Kay Show. We are back in Manhattan and happy as always to have our favorite insider into science, pharmaceutical, and all things hidden from history that are now coming to the surface. And Michael L. is with us. Thank you, Michael L., for joining us again.
Hey, Mel, good to see you again.
Good to see you. Pre-Thanksgiving,
right?
Yeah, yes, I know. Yes. Well, we have a lot to be thankful for. Things could be a lot worse, even though people don't realize it. So let's get to it. Take the show and run.
All right. You ready? Here we go. All right. So here's the topics for today.
Okay.
So I want to go back briefly to our talk about energy with the energy buildings, because I want to bring up a couple things that we weren't able to do on the last one. I want to go into COVID. And you know, I hate doing it, but there's some updates I think people need to know about.
Right.
And then I want to go into a couple of other things really quickly. I'm getting a lot of emails, Mike, hey, I'm traveling. What about this? What about that? So I thought I'd kind of talk about a little bit about how we can do some types of detox, these heavy metals and different things.
Great.
Okay. I want to go into MedBed new tech a little bit, if that's okay.
Sure.
And then I also want to go briefly on a couple things that I've been working on to kind of let people know on some of the areas I've been working. Are we good with that?
Perfect. Yeah, go for it. Here we go.
All right, let's do our share screen.
Okey-dokey.
Are you ready?
Here you go.
All right, guys, I'm going to bounce back and forth here. Give me one second. Okay. Here, hold on. Ready? Hold it. Wait for it. Can you see it?
Yep, see it.
All right, guys, here. So I want to go over something really quickly about the buildings when we were talking about energy. Just to recap. Okay,
perfect.
So, remember how we were talking about the electrical charges, guys, through the air that they've been pulled down, and this has been happening, and then everything was erased, right? There's a picture in particular. I don't know if you remember this, guys. Yeah. I actually found this book, by the way. I'll post it for people. It's an amazing source of information. But I wanted to point out a couple of things that are happening in some of the foreign countries. I want to go into Turkey. I want to talk about Budapest and some buildings that are popping up. I brought these two up because I want to show you. These are some new power plant sources.
Look at those.
I want to point out a couple of things on these. And then here's another one.
Weird. Okay. Where's that?
This one is actually outside of Turkey.
Oh wow.
This one is near Syria.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah.
Here's what we are talking about with this energy that's being pulled down. Now this has to do with frequency in churches, but remember we talked about this through here. But right. What's interesting is I want to point a few things out of this thing. So look at this structure and then look around here. And again, guys, this was taken from a photograph that was sent to me. So I couldn't expand on a little bit more on this, but I thought this was enough for us to see. You see how they got these things around this building? Very similar to what we were talking about. This one is a little bit odd too. It's got the same structures here. They're not as tall that I know of, because I can't put this to scale, guys.
Right.
You know, I like to scale things. But I strongly suspect that this has something to do with, remember we were talking about sending a current through a magnetic field?
Yeah.
I strongly suspect that this is part of that.
Wow.
So what I'm saying, guys, is that this stuff is coming out, but it's also being utilized already. In some of these countries, that there's not that level of control by the cabal.
Right.
This is happening. I will say this also. There's some actual cities that have complete power with no power lines.
Wow.
In some of these areas. Small towns that I almost suspect that these small towns and these small communities in these more remote countries where they're like, screw this, man. They're finding this technology and they're rebuilding.
Right.
Which I think is amazing, guys. So I just want to kind of go back to that because I wanted to show you some of this.
Cool.
This is happening. And this is coming up, and this will start here eventually. I think we're going to be kind of the springboard forward after this is coming out. By the way, and I will say, you know, I kind of bounce around a lot. I will say that this is very common to science too. I'm going to talk about cross-linking, a technology that's used for people with a disease called keratoconus. It's a disease in the cornea deteriorates. But this stuff starts in these countries before it gets here. We ban it, and then, or they don't let it in. I almost had to go to Europe for a similar procedure. Right. So,
yeah.
All right.
Like so, I said last week, when you put out that that map of all the pyramids and all that, and then you put the federal land or the land that we're not allowed to go on for some reason, arbitrary to us, and then you go back to when they started seizing federal land, it does line up with a lot of stuff you've been saying. That was around the 50s when you're saying that, yeah. And that's when, and if you look at all the, what appears to be free energy or whatever these pyramids and structures are that are off limits to we, the people of our, that own the country, it looks very suspect. And we know that the Rockefellers and Rothschilds and their whole cabal have run the entire energy industry, at least since then, if not from the beginning. But the federal land seizures seem to be linked up with them more than anything else.
Yeah, and another thing that we'll find, and I think we'll go into this in a couple of weeks too, is the mass numbers of disappearances around just not just our country, but also remember we've mentioned those are also in a lot of these parks, and I think they're directly related. I think there's something to it. I've been digging into this for a number of years, but the last 6 months I've been really busy. So, stay tuned for that. All right. I love this. Vaccine delusion. Fix belief that a vaccine is not going to change your life. But guys, this is a sad truth. And what I mean by that, we're going to kind of go into a little bit of detail of what's going on. I don't want to spend a lot of time on this, but there is movement on cures for these people that have been vaccinated. But I got to say, not all of us are going to make it through this. And it's kind of a cold reality. I had a conversation with somebody where they kind of said, Mike, listen, the cold reality is some of these people, first and foremost, will reject what we're talking about, right? Okay. So we're trying to move those. You made a comment before we got on about, you know, a lot of people are really starting to wake up a little bit. It's important because the more people that are awake of the truth, the more we're going to save. But there's going to be some people that are going to fight this from the tooth and nail. And so, guys, we just got to be ready for that. I don't like to bring bad news, but I do like to be truthful. You know, they said to me, guys, listen, man, Mike, you need to be aware that not everyone's going to make it through this. And it's going to be sad, but let's save as many as we can.
Right.
Right.
Well, we are a good sign with what we're seeing and what we know about the people at the top, including Gates and Fauci. Fauci is totally controlled at this point, is that they are coming. The former head of the NIH said this week that anyone spreading misinformation or disinformation about the vaccine should be brought to justice. The CEO of Pfizer said that anyone spreading disinformation, misinformation has killed millions of people. I was unaware millions of people died, but it's not from COVID or whatever, the coronavirus. And then this whole group of self-chosen pseudo elites meeting at Aspen Institute led by Prince Harry and Katie Couric and the former head of Twitter and Murdoch's, James Murdoch's wife, they're saying that basically anyone talking about the vaccine against the CDC or NIH talking points, World Economic Forum, really above them, should be banned, censored, and imprisoned. So, you know, if they're pushing this hard for free speech to be silenced, especially when the disinformation, misinformation, and lies are coming from them, people should really wake up to that they are being deceived.
Yeah. And I will say this too, Mel. There's battles internally in these systems, these corrupt systems. And it makes me sad to say that, but I will tell you this, there's internal battles going on in the FDA, the CDC.
Well,
there's some people that are standing up to it.
Yeah, I want to say also, right? I don't know if you saw this 2 days ago, but it's completely insane. And every American citizen should question this. The FDA came out and said that they will not release what is in the vaccines for 55 years. Did you see that?
That's my next topic. Oh my God, are you amazing?
What in God's name? Hello, America, world. This is scary stuff. Why? Shouldn't they have released it before we took it? That's called informed consent. And they're actually saying, no, we're not going to release it until everyone that dies or could die from it is already gone.
Think about that. So actually, isn't it amazing? I did, guys, just so you know, I didn't prompt her in this. Look at this. This was my next topic.
It's crazy.
As we bleed into this, Mel, look, you're amazing. So you, I mean, it's amazing how we do this, but all right. So they want to block this stuff till 2076. This goes back to our discussions many, many times about there's an objective here, right? And the 55 years is they've completely eliminated large portions of the population if that was allowed to fly.
Right.
There's a lot of pushback on this thing. You've got major academics and professors. There's a lot of people pushing back on this stuff, but, and we're digging. So it's still going on, but the fact that they're doing this should tell everybody. And your listeners, man, they get it, but any public transparent organization, and they said that, remember at the beginning, hey, we're going to have full transparency here, which by the way, I'm going to show you that they clearly didn't from the beginning, and as your listeners know, but anytime you're sealing medical information that would protect the all of humanity, right? Something's wrong. I mean, if this doesn't slap people upside the head with a 2x4, there nothing will.
No.
I know I'm not ranting. I'm sorry. So came out. This, by the way, these are coming out of some of the medical community and some of our methods of communication, right, that we talk about. So and this was kind of a joke. Pfizer somehow miscounted or publicly misreported or both. The number of deaths is one of the most important clinical trials in medical history. So a couple of things that were noted on that was through absolute numbers, the overall deaths are 24% higher amongst vaccine recipients. Now, I want to dig into that a little bit more here. The reports that 15 of the 22,000 people of the vaccine of the trial compared to the 14 of the placebo. You see, and I know this is small, guys, but bear with me. These numbers are skewed, as we've talked about many, many, many times, right? So I blow it up a little bit. They've skewed these numbers. This was some of their original stuff, right? We talked about this. So I want to just kind of recap on this, if I may, Mel.
Sure.
This was within the FDA submission when they were talking about original COVID, how they're doing this stuff. They're receiving the information. They're putting it into the... This is amazing. So CDC is putting it into their server, counts and reports the cases, and then delivers it out. But it goes back even further. If you look into the CDC in terms of the process of monitoring COVID vaccine AEs, AEs, guys, are adverse events. That includes SAEs, which is serious adverse events, which would be categorized and or death or something that would obviously the word serious, right? Look at how they're disseminating this information in terms of this. And this area in particular, there's a couple I want to point out here a little bit. I know it's small, guys, but
no.
Pregnancy and or complications. So this comes through the VAERS. It's filtered. Then it goes into the medical resources and then goes into the monthly summary. But this doesn't go through the FDA reviewing this stuff. So, and again, if you recall the map that I showed you, that these servers are all in heavily Democratic run cities. So this data wouldn't be coming out. And I will tell you, the other thing is, it's getting really hard to find the real truth of these things. But I will point a couple of things out.
Yeah, you know what else I heard? Just real quick, I want to tell you, because I've had a couple people send me stuff, whistleblower complaints on my site. It is very hard to fill out the VAERS information. They make it as hard. It's like trying to get disability. They make it as hard as possible to actually make it through the VAERS submission. Apparently, it is very difficult, and most people that go there to report give up. That's what I've been told. Multiple people said that. The reporting process for your average human is so hard. I mean, they make it so complicated that they're basically, you know, you really have to be dedicated and actually very smart to even get through the VAERS reporting data to submit it.
Yeah, and that wouldn't surprise me. And I'll tell you the other problem with this system is the medical staff doesn't like to use their resources for going through the length that it takes to get those things done.
Right.
I can tell you in the clinical trials, that's always been a complaint. When I go in and I audit these doctors or universities or whoever I'm going in and looking at, they always say, listen, man, it's taking too much resources. Unless you put somebody full time that can put this into the database that we use,
right.
it's very regulated, right? Unless you do that, it's going to be hard for us to stay on top of things. So I know from a clinical perspective, it's like pulling teeth, right?
Right.
And imagine, like you said, if it's even more difficult on something, what is happening though is doctors within this forum that I'm talking about and this platform, the doctors are coming forward and say, hey, in my clinic, this is what I see. In my clinic, this is what I see. But what would be really useful is if we could collect all that information. You know how, like I do, I take all the pieces of the puzzle, put it down.
Right.
But oh my God, talk about a massive amount of resources and work it will take. I want to point something out on this though, before we go on. Two things in particular I want to kind of point out too, Mel. If you look on the left, what we're seeing a lot of recently is youth sports and these young athletes. And I also, and this also includes, by the way, college athletes, where you're getting these kids that are just dropping dead. Now, some of these are cardiac arrests, vaccinated, right? Because a lot of these universities, hey, you want to compete, you know, you got to get the jab, right? But the problem with that is now they're getting this. By the way, this isn't 75. I just checked before you and I hooked up today. It's over 100.
Wow.
So my point is, but here's an interesting move on that, by the way. So, and this is related, is there's new media push on this from the fake media saying, oh, we've noticed because of cannabis use as we've legalized it in some of these states that a lot of these college kids are having heart attacks as a result of cannabis. All right, listen, man.
Well, they get tested for that too. So what?
Who is stupid enough to believe that first and foremost, right? But that's their answer to this. The problem is as the truth starts to bleed out in all of these other areas, you know, we just saw it in these court cases, when the real truth comes out, then people step back and, well, wait a minute, this isn't what we were being told.
Right.
So this is something we need to watch because we're losing our children right now. And then on this other side, though, this is what I wanted to mention on this, and I don't want to waste a lot of our time on this, but I think your listeners need to know that there are people within these infrastructures, these corrupt infrastructures, that are fighting back saying, whoa, wait a minute, guys. We need to kind of look at this mandate and really get real data before we start making these types of decisions. So we're not where we should be. First and foremost, we shouldn't even be having these conversations if this was done the right way. I know that, guys, but I do want to say there is a push. We're not where we need to be, but this push that you're seeing is getting bigger and bigger. It's like a tidal wave right now.
Right.
Not a tsunami, but a tidal wave.
Right. Did you see Dr. Atlas, who's actually the one of the people that was actually trying to use data to question Fauci and Birx, has a new book out, and he came out and he said Fauci and Birx didn't even want to look at the data. And he had it from people from all over the world. They were uninterested in looking at the data. That's because they work for the World Economic Forum and the Gates Foundation, and people don't realize that. But he has lots of evidence that he presented tons of stuff. Remember, Trump brought him in, Dr. Atlas, and they destroyed him. And just like McCullough and Malone, that Fauci and Birx wanted nothing to do with anything he was showing them from people all over the world that were raising the alarm.
Yeah. Yeah. And what's interesting, too, you mentioned around the world is initially, I want to say like about a month and a half ago, I was getting a lot of international data to really support what we suspected. But what's interesting is it's getting harder and harder to get that real information. It's almost like it leaked out and then they grabbed it now and it's pulling it back. Even I'm down to like DuckDuckGo. I don't know if people have noticed this, but even DuckDuckGo, when I'm trying to go back in and dig down into it, for some reason, and I'm on DuckDuckGo, I end back at Google. So
look at that.
Outside of my other untalked about databases, that one is still up and running. Guys, this is really hard to find this stuff. And the other thing is some of the other, like clinicaltrials.gov, which is a very reliable source of information.
Right.
It's how these things are being coded and moved around a little bit. It really takes time. I can tell you right now, for example, when I started looking at this stuff here, not first and foremost, guys, none of it makes sense, but it's how they're coding things and moving things around into the safety data. It's almost a full-time job.
Right.
So what I did is I said, okay, guys, listen, we already knew he was corrupt. We need to keep our eyes out on this area in particular. But what I want to do next, Mel, if you're okay with it, is I want to talk about what to do.
Yes.
And what I do. And the reason I want to do this, I'm getting a lot of people saying, Mike, you know, what about the shedding? You know, can I travel? There's a couple people in particular. Deborah, by the way, guys, when you send me emails, please let me know. Please put in there what state you're from, because I don't want to put your names out a little bit, but some people send these things or ask questions. I like to reference it moving forward. So Deborah, you sent me information about what to do. By the way, Eileen sent me some really valuable information. Eileen, you didn't put me where you were from on this. And then one other comment on that. Jill, you sent me some information. I did go through it and I am looking into it. So thank you to that. And those are just a few. Okay. Cool. So I'm going to talk about what to do and some things that we can do. And I'm going to go into new technology after we talk about a couple of things that we could be doing now. Are you good with that?
Let's do it.
All right. Let's go to one of my favorite subjects. Let's go to water. You know, I always bring water into everything too. So I want to talk about waterborne contaminants and what we can do to get rid of them. So this is one of many: aluminum, ammonia, arsenic, we know, cadmium, chloramine, chloride, copper, fluoride, which is our big enemy because it goes after the pineal gland. Bacteria and viruses, no big deal. Lead, nitrates, mercury. You know, I'm going to pause here too. I had this, I think it's an epiphany. What if they've been intentionally, the last 200 years, intentionally getting people sick, knowing that they're putting all these additives in everything that we consume?
Oh, yeah.
Because they know it creates illnesses, right? If they know it's creating illnesses, then they come out from the pharmaceutical side and throw all these drugs down on it. But then also, then you got insurance that are monitoring that. They've tripled their revenue.
Right, right. That is exactly what I believe has been happening with all of it. Certainly, I saw a couple of things. I wish I could remember who, because it was a great one. There was a YouTube about it. It's probably gone now. About what they've been doing to our water supply all over the world. And it's the same people, always the same people, you know, the depopulation, eugenics, transhumanism crew. There really are too many of us. And this has been long planned, certainly since World War II, but before. I mean, a lot of people don't know, in Nazi Germany, they were talking about the climate crisis and all this stuff back then to facilitate a lot of this stuff. And depopulation has been the agenda for 100 years.
1920, guys, a lot of this stuff started to happen. So I want to point a couple of out in particular.
Okay.
This is proof where they were going through different areas in terms of drinking water. Atrazine, arsenic, as we know, nitrates, perchlorate and chloride, but also pharmaceutical drugs. Remember we talked about this, where I was talking about like the fish, they had this one particular lake that it was only female fish as a result of the pharmaceutical drugs seeping back into the water system. Remember we talked about that?
Yeah.
Remember that, Mel?
Yep.
So these are some things that we know absolutely that we've come in here. So this is, and guys, this is easy to find. So I'm not going to spend a lot of time on this, but I want to talk about the fact that they got these forever chemicals and this potential toxics with regards to arsenic and these other things. So we know it's in our water. And by the way, guys, if you think you're drinking bottled water, it's worse. So don't even go there. All right. So these are some of the diseases that they've attributed to this. And this one is interesting too. I want to talk about bone marrow tremors, kidney failure, but also I want to talk about memory problems, because what's also interesting, as we've gone into 5G, the incidence of dementia has been going up exponentially. And I think it's a combination of things. I mean, this is my opinion. I'm going to put my opinion in here. Mike's opinion is, I think a lot of the dementia is a combination of chemicals that are affecting the brain, as well as we've gone into this high level of radiation and electronic devices.
Right.
I truly believe that's a major contribution. So let's talk about what can we do with water.
Great.
All right, I'm going to talk about a couple in particular. So first and foremost, method number one that's highly recommended is the reverse osmosis filtration. I don't want to get into the technology part of this one in particular. It's an expensive additive that you can put into your water system. You can put it underneath your sink. They have some that you can actually buy. It's expensive, but first and foremost, that is always is the number one recommendation of what you can do.
Right.
Okay. So let's talk about distillation. I want to talk about that. This one in particular, because if you, what's happening here is these heavy metals that we talk about and some of these things in here,
right?
Particularly fluoride.
Right.
What happens is as you boil the water, the chlorine vaporizes, the water then, which boils faster than these heavy metals, can be condensed and pulled out. And then what is left is all of these heavy metals. It's actually a really good way of doing this. And by the way, I'm also seeing some really good information. I hate cilantro, man. But I'll tell you what, I'm revisiting it because they're actually showing that this can actually aid in the detoxing of existing metals in the body and water. Yeah. So I want to talk about that a little bit. So I want to jump into, okay, I'm a lab rat. So I had to throw this one in first.
Okay.
So this is how usually when you're in a big lab, you have one water system that's distilled water. So it's already typically done ahead of time, but this is how, if let's say we're in a smaller lab, this is what we would do. So you take the water, you're putting it under a system, you're boiling it, you're sealing this. Now, make sure that your sealing system, if you completely lock this system up, it'll explode. So I want to stress a couple points here. But what happens here, guys, is the water evaporates like normally when you boil water, right? It's captured here and goes down in through here to this little pipe here. But what they do then is to get the vapor, you cool it down. So you'll see cooling water that normally there's an inlet and outlet that the water's going through.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of cool. And then what comes out of that is clean water.
Wow.
Now, what happens here, all the heavy metals stay there in a lot of these toxins. Okay. So you can buy a water distillation one. If you're lazy or you're not like me that I like to build stuff, which by the way, I'm building a magnetic generator right now. I'm not quite
nice.
Done. I'm going to wait because it can make like 5,000 volts. So, but anyway, you can go on eBay and buy these things. And this is a basic example of what happens. You throw your water in, you can get it as big as you want. You can spend as much as you want. It does the same thing. It's taking it up. It's running it through a series of coils. It cools it down, and then you come out and you got drinking water.
Right.
But you can do it very simply. By the way, guys, I love this one. This dude's got it all figured out.
Right.
All right. But guys, it's this simple. So look, you take a pan. There's a couple key components that you just have to keep in mind. So again, guys, don't completely seal the system. It'll explode. You boil a bunch of water, you have an outlet for the condensation. This guy ran it through a bucket, right? And he cools it down, and you're getting pure drinking water. Another way of doing this, guys, on a very simple one, I want to kind of give you an example. All right, Mel, so you take a big pot,
right?
You take a big pot, you fill it with water, and then you take a second pot and you put it inside. Make sense so far?
Mm-hmm.
So this one is empty. This one's got the water on it. You put it on your stove and it cooks it. Then what you do though, and a very easy way of doing it, take the big pot, the cap, turn it upside down. Because what will happen is the water will condensate up top on top of the main cover, and it'll come down in it. And what's inside will be clean, drinkable water.
Wow.
That's smart. So very simple ways of doing this. But guys, this is a huge advantage for us. And the reason I wanted to spend a little bit of time on it, and God, I love this, man. The dude did this. But guys, first and foremost, let's stop putting crap in our bodies, okay? This is an easy one. Everything you're drinking now, and the other thing is, remember, water will naturally flush out a lot of the toxins in your body. If you're drinking actually healthy, pure God's water, first and foremost, you're going to get more of this junk out of your body.
Right.
Now, I see a lot of, hey, take this, it'll detox and pull the heavy chemicals out. Man, there's so much garbage right now out there and coming through. A lot of people have been asking me, hey, Mike, what about this? Mike, what about this? I look into what I can. I want to look at what we can do naturally. And remember, we talked about the, and if I need to again, Mel, I will, is the foods that you can eat that can raise your frequency and your vibration. Right. First and foremost, guys, you should be meditating. We talked about that. We need to raise our level of vibration. The other thing I want to talk about with vibration and frequency is that's where we're going to get rid of a lot of this other junk, this black goo that we talk about and these nanocytes. Frequency alone is going to kill them. But I want to talk about some other things that we know are in production.
Okay.
I want to talk about the cilantro, guys. Like I said, I hate cilantro, but now I got to, I don't know, man, I got to maybe start eating it. But they're seeing a lot of, and where we're seeing this, guys, in Mexico, in South America, they love cilantro, right? Two of my best friends are like, what, they think I'm crazy. What do you mean you don't eat cilantro? I'm like, guys, I hate it. But there's a lot of research that is coming out from 2013 to present where they're actually taking cilantro and putting it in their water system to pull some of the toxics out in some of these foreign countries. Mainly, Mel, most countries don't have complex water systems like we do where we're taking a lot of this junk out.
Right.
Anyway, I'll keep digging into this. There's actually what's really interesting is there's a way of taking cilantro, you're drying it out, and then you're putting it into the water and leaving it. And it's another way of, like, let's say you're camping, it'll pull a lot of these heavy metals out of the water.
Wow.
So guys, these are some examples. If you want, buy it so you're doing it right away and it's easy. If you're like me and you like to come up with contraptions, oh, my poor wife, you should see what I need a lab.
She's very tolerant. We got a lab.
She puts up with me, but when we move to Florida, by the way, there's one room that will be a lab only.
Oh, so, cool. That's good. I'm going to come visit. You're going to be like Back to the Future, that guy.
Oh, playtime. Playtime, Mel. And I'll tell you, I still want to do this. I want to see if you can meditate and focus and change the pH of water from Manhattan to Boston. I still want to do that.
I'm full supporting you.
I want to do it. All right, guys. So let's move on. So a bunch of people have asked me, I threw these on here, med beds. What's going on with med beds? And a lot of people are saying, Mike, I'm traveling. What can we do? So Mel, do you want to hear about med beds first or you want to talk about what to do in traveling?
Well, there's a lot of confusion about med beds and a lot of disinformation and I believe shysters out there taking advantage of it. So why don't you tell us some truth about it?
All right. So guys, this is a really hard subject and it really takes a lot of digging. First,
yeah, and people need to know, anyone that's out there acting like, in a few months, there's going to be med bed centers all over the country for healing.
Not
completely deceiving you. That is not what's going on. And it's way bigger than that. And I hear it a lot. I hear people, and I do shows with some people that say this, and then I get emails asking about it. I never talked about med beds. I don't talk about it. And it's not what people, I mean, anyone that's selling you that you're going to be able to walk into a place like you walk into a tanning salon in the next few years, they're lying. I'm sorry. I want to correct the record because there's a lot of people. I go on with a lot of people. I like a lot of them personally, but I don't agree with everything. And this is one of the places I think they're being deceived.
Man. So guys, I want to give you an example of that. So, my wife, her sister wants to buy a one of these new massage chairs, and they're this anti-gravity. It's promoted as a 5G anti-gravity health couch or whatever, right? These are buzzwords, guys. Okay, first and foremost, it's anti-gravity or anti-energy in a chair right now. No way. Not in a million years. These are buzzwords that people hear and they see these as marketing opportunities. So I want to talk about med beds a little bit, but I think what we need to do, Mel, you made a really good point, is we need to put this in perspective. I get a lot of people saying, Mike, listen, I've got this, I've got leukemia, I've got this. Guys, I get a lot of them. But, and I don't answer a lot of them at now because med beds and the technology behind the med beds is here.
Right.
All right. I want to stress that. I know for a fact that there's certain types of plasma energy that exists. I've seen pictures of I've seen a picture with Trump next to one of these things, right? Is it a true med bed? I don't know.
I've seen it too.
Okay, so I won't.
And look.
And since I haven't talked to Trump in the last few weeks, so guys, I mean, can't verify.
Yeah, what does bother me, Michael, and this is why I'm glad that we're talking about it, is because I go on with some people, people then think that I'm saying what they're saying, and I'm not. So if it doesn't come out of my mouth, it's sometimes I say right and yes, and that's just a habit, and I'm trying to get better at it. I have the one thing I do know is that even my own sister said to me, somebody that follows me said to her, well, it doesn't matter if we were poisoned by this vaccine or whatever, because the med beds are going to save us all. Anyone who's saying that is giving really false hope, and there's no reason to do that anymore. And there's no excuse for it. So you telling the facts about it helps, because somebody that's rational and sane is saying to my sister that the med beds are going to save us from whatever's in the vaccines. And this is just not true. And it's not true in the sense of that it's happening, that it's going to be available at your local strip mall in the next 6 months, that you can go in and lay in a med bed. This is not, the technology is very advanced, but it's also very expensive, you know?
And it's very limited. You're right. And we're not going to walk into Walgreens and CVS and get one of these. But I want to say, guys, there is a lot of work addressing the vaccine. Keep in mind, we first have to identify what some of these foreign entities, I don't want to use the word entities, there's foreign substances in these vaccines. We got to figure out what they were. I've been saying that from the beginning. And a straight medical current technology approach to eliminating and resolving this vaccine, it's not going to happen, because there's things in there that we don't even know, right? We got all these things that I've been looking at, and some of the stuff I've been betting, I've been digging into this a little bit. So, but I don't want to spend a lot of time there, guys. And so, Mel, that point is very important. Even when the med beds are going to be rolled out,
right?
They're very limited, and there's a priority list, right? And let's say, Mel, when you become president and you say, Mike, listen, I want you to be in charge of all of the med beds, there has to be an order, a pecking order. And you have to maintain, you know, I'm really about the ethical and not compromising. Just because, you know, I love Rob, would I put Rob at the top of the list? No, unless Rob is a proper candidate that should get it. It's like a heart transplant.
Right.
There's a list. Rob, I love you, bud, but I'm just using you as an example.
Right.
Okay, you know that. But that's my point. So there, I will say this, though. MedBeds isn't the only technology that's coming out.
Right. That's what I was going to say. It's like, take your eye. Don't keep focusing just on this thing that you're hearing is out there, because there's a lot of things we can do that actually are available. And I don't want people, this is a lot of the problem with this community that somehow I'm a part of, which is I don't want people hoping on things that are, that when there are, this is what I say about all the people that talk about the tribunals and the clones and all. I always say, who cares? Well, let's talk about what is factual, what is available now, what is true, what we can prove now with facts. That will help win the war. That will save people, not waiting for something and eating your popcorn, so to speak. So thank you, Michael, for addressing it. So let's get into it.
I love that. I love that analogy. So guys, I'm all about moving forward in solutions, right? You guys know I don't like to belabor on a lot of this junk, but let's talk about, guys, first and foremost, let's get ourselves healthy, okay? Let's start drinking the right water. Let's start exercising. Let's getting out. And I'm going to talk about traveling in a minute too, Mel, in a little bit. But so, guys, the med beds are coming out, but there's other technology, and it will be. And I really think we're going to see several of these technologies coming out next year. I know I'm putting a timeline out, but some of the scientists that have been working on this stuff that have been getting threatened or other things, they're getting tired. I'm getting tired of being quiet.
Right.
I'm sick of it. Right. So
And I think a lot of scientists and people like you have also realized that the patent system is completely corrupt. And once they file a patent, they're basically targets of the cabal that are working against the humanity and our health and actually creating diseases. And they don't want these things out there. That's why people like you and a lot of other people are giving information about ways to cure yourself without going through the system, because the system is set up, especially big pharma, big medicine, to create and facilitate diseases. So we need pharmaceuticals, not the other way around. What's great about a silver lining of COVID is that I believe natural health, nature, God created perfect healthcare, you know, all that stuff is actually coming back to the forefront. And we're realizing the FDA and CDC and the Rockefeller Institute and others that have poo-pooed natural health, natural medicine, and all this are being shown to be frauds.
They buried it, Mel. I mean, it's not just, you know, kind of shunning it a little bit. They've been burying a lot of this technology. And it's coming out now. I'm telling you, I think what's going to happen, there's a couple of things that are coming that in a couple of areas that I know. But I will say this. I think what's going to happen is there's going to be a huge push coming very shortly. I'd say in the next couple of months, 2-3 months, where we're going to push a lot of information out so quickly, you won't be able to hide it.
Right. Good. God willing.
There's too many of us now. And I'm gonna say that. I know that I came out with saying some things. And so I was told, you know, you need to be a little bit more careful, but I'm done. I want to talk about something really quick if I can. Yes. Can I jump real quick?
Go ahead.
I want to talk about Kara Tokonas a little bit.
Okay.
Now, Kara Tokonas, I just want to talk about it only because I want to talk about a technology. And this is kind of aligned with what I'm doing. I'm not doing, so a couple of areas that I'm looking into is the history and the timelines in particular. There's a couple of things I've really been kind of digging in really, really deep. I've got a great team I've been working with.
Right.
I want to talk about, I've been working on these conspiracies and some of the CIA and some of the emails by the Clintons, which is kind of interesting. You talk about Nephilims. So I want to talk about those coming up too. But instead of frequency, I've been focusing on light with regards to frequency.
Wow, yeah.
Because light has frequency as well, right?
Yep.
Plasma light and different types of variations. And the reason I've been doing that is because I remembered this thing. So Kara Tokonas, guys, really quickly, is if you look at the, can you see this real clearly enough?
Uh-huh.
So this is the cornea, right? This is your cornea. And behind the cornea in everybody's eye, there's like this little water that fluid comes through. So the eye has its own immune system. It's a little bit, it's separated from the rest of the immune system, okay? The eye is God was amazing when he designed this. I mean, it was brilliant, if I could say that. God, amazing, okay? So, but what happens is, with people with Kara Tokonas is, the corneal wall starts to deteriorate. And they don't know why. And so what happens is, the water that flows through as this, it's like a balloon. You know how when you squeeze a balloon filled with water, you get the bulges? Kara Tokonas, what happens with people is, and it's not even. You see how this makes it even? It's not actually accurate. What really happens is this water pressure pushes at the cornea, and the areas that it's weak, it cones. And you could have these cones all across your eye, and it's extremely painful. First and foremost, you're going blind, Mel. Secondly, and you're going blind over time. In the past, what they would do is they do what they call a corneal transplant. What they do is they cut your cornea, and they put an eye on it. But the only way you're getting a cornea is if somebody died, and there's a match. The risk is with this is if you go in for surgery and your eye rejects it, right, you're blind. One shot deal, right? I personally have this, and I can tell you, I was on a waiting list 3 times when I was a teenager. I went in, I was excited, I was going to finally get my eyes back, and my body rejected it.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, my dad got it. It took years.
Okay. So
yeah.
And my back then, when I was in college, when I was telling Mike, your eyes are deteriorating, you're going to go blind. I thought, okay, technology will catch up. No big deal. I wasn't worried. Right. And here I am pushing, you know, 2/3 through my life and still nothing. But I want to talk about cross-linking really quickly. Cross-linking was being done in Europe about a, I'd say maybe a decade ago, Mel. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't allowed in the United States. The FDA banned it. Very similar to, by the way, to that machine that I've got. I've got a prototype that, remember, I blew out my knee and I put that machine onto it. And now I can walk like it, I never had a knee issue.
Yeah, I know.
Right? What was happening was that when I tried to get that device, the guy in Europe says, hey, listen, Mike, don't even bother. Because if I send it to you, what will happen is when it goes through customs, they pull that open. They know to look for it. And they pull out the processor in that system so the technology doesn't get to the United States. That's how bad it's getting.
I know.
Right? So I thought I'd have to fly there. But anyway, I got one. But I thought I was going to have to go to Europe for this thing. But here's what's kind of interesting about this is they blast the eye with vitamin B and some other ointments on the eye. At the same time, what they're doing is, this is painful. It's like a sandpaper, Mel. They scrape your cornea. They're putting this drop in. This is about a 6 to 8 hour process. They're scraping the cornea. They drop this vitamin B and these other ointments onto your eye. But here's the interesting part. They're blasting it with different type of UV light rays at different colors, right? Across the, and they blast this thing over that 6 hour period for at 30 minute intervals, changing the light ray. Okay. Do you remember we were talking about 2 months ago in one of the sessions where they were growing teeth on old people by focusing it on healthy teeth and these people would grow back their teeth? Remember we talked about that?
Yeah.
So anyway, this is an area that I've been kind of doing some research on recently. I've been looking into light rays as a form of healing. And I'm looking at kidneys, by the way.
People well, you are, know, going into- who brought up UV light being a possible cure and way to treat COVID? Trump. And Birx laughed at him. And then the media called him crazy because he was talking about UV light therapy.
Yeah.
Well, and then we found out that they were doing it in Israel and all over the world. But yeah. Our American media and Birx and Fauci poo-pooed it.
Yeah. So I that's kind of one of the areas, guys, and I know I kind of went a little tyrant there. But the reason I say that is, guys, the MedVets are coming. They're not the only thing coming out. It's not going to come out at the speed that we expect. I want to put things in perspective here, guys. I know a lot of people, they have loved ones. I get a lot of emails, Mel, where they're like, you know, I have leukemia or my son has leukemia. God, I hate it when the parents send me those.
I know.
I mean, guys, I love your emails. I get a lot of great emails from people. It just breaks my heart to see this. Will MedBed solve COVID? No. I will say there's other technology that's going to be available that will help us. But by the time this stuff rolls out, I will tell you guys, we're going to lose people. I mean, let's be honest with each other. And the other thing is, guys, people that are doing these vaccines that had to take the original shot to stay employed, avoid these boosters like there's no tomorrow.
Right.
Because you're taking your first one's 50%, right? First vaccines dropping your immune response to this any variant of COVID by 50%. You do a booster, you're taking that last 50%, you're cutting it in half. Each time you do that, you're down to here. They spread that thing out, man, it's going to go crazy across the world. So,
and as you know, remember I showed you and I showed the people, the World Health Organization list of COVID variants. They were the first ones were like 1-2 years and then they become every 6 months. I'm firmly convinced that those are the boosters that they've planned out for all this time. And again, any parent lining up their child, and I know a few friends in New York can't wait to get their 6-year-old daughter, 9-year-old son injected with this experimental vaccine that has absolutely no long-term studies.
Sure.
They're in line to get their children vaccinated right now. Very excited. I see people putting up their kids on Facebook. So look, my kid got a 10-year-old kid that has a 99.9% chance of recovering from what is actually a coronavirus. And this is really scary because I'm pretty sure that World Health Organization document that I already know is real is about injections of boosters, that this was always the plan. The first two were to get you online. And I'm very scared. I read a couple things from different doctors, really big doctors that they've demonized, but I believe are right, saying that every one of these injections, it's going to get to a point where anyone that was injected in the beginning is going to have to get them to live It's not going to be about the virus. It's going to be about to live, because something is happening to people's immune systems and they're being very weakened. Why is the Red Cross now saying that they will not take blood from people that got injected twice?
Yeah, that's all coming out. And I'll tell you another thing that does worry me is Gates has been talking about, I think it's polio now.
No, smallpox. Smallpox.
Smallpox.
I show on it yesterday.
That one, he's almost telling us what his next plan is, if they get that far. I honestly don't think.
I will tell you, because I did a show on it yesterday. So what happened was about a week and a half ago, Bill Gates came out and said that the vaccines don't work, which you think would have been news on all the mainstream media. It wasn't. You can even Google it and see that he said it. He said the vaccines don't work. We have to do a better job with the vaccines. He'd like billions of dollars. He, the richest man on the planet, would like billions of dollars of our taxpayer money to put into something called Germ Games, which sounds exactly like Event 201, a simulation for a possible smallpox outbreak. Okay, then what happens a week later? Somebody that he finances and is in bed with, Merck, that goes all the way, has been a bioterrorism partner of the military all over the world. They are a German company, started in World War II doing bioterrorism. All of a sudden, what happens 3 or 4 days after Gates said this? At the Pennsylvania Merck lab, the same ones that were involved with all the contaminated Johnson & Johnson vaccines that had to be thrown out, they find six vials
of live
smallpox. Now, if people don't, it could be a false flag, it could be real, whatever the case may be, Bill Gates is introducing something the exact same way he introduced Event 201. And when Fauci and Gates both separately warned Donald Trump that a pandemic was coming, and now we know that they created it. So this is not a joke. And then people don't know, if they didn't see my show yesterday with Flyover Conservatives. What's his name? They've been I guess all these different labs and stuff have been working on a smallpox vaccine since 2001, around the time the Good Club met about, you know, with the Rockefeller Foundation sponsored thing with Fauci and Gates and Soros and all of them, the depopulation crew. Kissinger, and they've been creating smallpox vaccines. And guess what? Joe Biden wrote an executive order, I believe shortly after he got into office or was installed by the World Economic Forum into the government. He made it that all of the vaccines for this smallpox are in the strategic reserve of the Department of Defense. So now they've hoarded all of the vaccines for this. And my fear is false flag or whatever they're doing, the next round of injections, that there's going to be mass. People just have to watch out. These people are evil. They are not going to give up. And as long as the sheeple are lining up for shots, you don't know what you're getting. And it's very scary. But all of this is proven in still right now, if you still use Google for some reason, you know, just look up what Kate said about smallpox. And then that 6 days later, smallpox was found, active live smallpox in a refrigerator. And guess what? Good news. Merck sent the live smallpox that they found in the Pennsylvania facility directly to the CDC. So all's good there. Expect Bill Gates to try to attack us again.
Mel, CDC has it. Don't worry. We're in good hands now. Guys, so these aren't conspiracies. We need to be diligent, and we need to stay on top of this. So when you're traveling, there's a few things to do. And so Mel, you know, you just did the plane thing. You got tired of driving me a little bit. At least Rob's back is a little better, I hope, right?
Yeah, well, that's because we did energy work and we got out of Dodge and went to nature in Texas, free America. But I will tell you, yes, I don't like fly. We've driven all over the country for 3 months, but we did fly. I'll tell you, though, it's interesting. The difference between Southwest, who fought back, and American was night and day. The people in Southwest have had it. The flight attendants, the pilot, they get it. They get what's going on. They know the masks don't work. They know that it's tyrannical. And then, but you go on American, they tell you 45 times that the CDC mandates masks on the plane. The CDC says you can only pull down your mask to have a sip and then put it back up. They tell you 40 times. They come up and down the thing. They're waking people up. It's tyrannical insanity. And when I went into the airport, there was a woman. Of course, they've hired a whole new, I call them the brown shirts of the airport. Oh. Yeah, it's sick. Oh, yeah. But they're using it. They're using it. This is very much like Adolf Eichmann's banality of evil and following orders. Like I always talk about when people say, why are these people doing this? I say, well, 6 million people died in the concentration camps, but 1 million people willingly worked there for a salary, you know? So there's a woman stalking me that worked at the airport because I wouldn't put on my mask, you know? And then of course she kept coming up and being like, put on your mask. And I like looked at her and she stood face to face with me, staring in my face. Do I not understand what she's saying? Put on your mask. And I looked at her dead in the eyes and I said, I know what you're doing. I hear you. And I just kept going. But she came up, big, big woman, real tough, not a fan of me, and stared me down. And Rob looked at me and he goes, do you want to go home or do you want to get kicked off the flight? And that's where we are. She would have kicked me off the flight. I knew she was threatening me. And I was just checking in. So we also have to do something about all these people that they've placed in these positions where they're tyrannical, taking on their power. You know, really, I was scared. I know this woman. If I didn't walk away right then, if I stood my ground, I would have been on the do not fly list. And the fact that I'm not is amazing because, you know, what happens to Anne and other people that go to the airport. But, you know, this is really past the point. And then they kept announcing it on the plane. Every 15 minutes.
I know. Yeah. No, you know, science. I do. As you know, I travel a lot and I don't like to drive if I don't have to. I like to fly because that's, you know, for my job. But it's one of those things right now where we're just choosing our battles. And, right. You know, if you want to get on the plane, like Rob said, you want to get on the plane, go home. You gotta comply. I'll tell you what, that's one of the only places. I'd say one of the only places where you'll see me with the mask. I just went bank this morning. I went into this bank and everybody's got their masks on, you know, and everything. I'm like, I don't see any mask on this thing. So I was in there. There's only two of us in the whole bank.
Right.
No mask. I'm like, I'm not putting the damn thing on.
Well, yeah, that's what breaks my heart about New York City. I came back, you know, we've been on the road on and off for 3 months. I was back for a minute. Now I'm back for, you know, it's the holidays and stuff. Our building has a giant sign in the front. Must wear a mask. All these people in my building, people in New York City are still so brainwashed. They're terrified of anyone not wearing a mask. The mask has no scientific value whatsoever. It is a total mind control technique. It has no data that supports that it helps in any way. And these people they start yelling at you in New York. There's still people wearing shields. I mean, it's.
Mal, do a Google search on masks. So listen, before I got on today, I was just curious. And so I went out to Google and I was looking up COVID and there's probably our masks. And there's the first probably 50 posts are how effective masks are.
It's so sickening. So these people are so evil.
It's unbelievable. I will say this, and I want to get into guys what to do to traveling in a minute. But since we're on this, I'm out in the middle of nowhere in a forest preserve. All right. And as I'm walking through this, now this forest preserve in particular has been shut down for construction, but you can still go in and walk through the trails and stuff. I'm walking down one of these trails, Mel, and there's a family. Every single one of them have masks or two masks. They're on their head. I'm like, guys, you're outside.
Right. I know.
Guys, take a minute and think, guys. You're out in the middle of a forest. And they're like 50 yards away. And I'm like, these guys don't have masks. Please tell me that this is like a costume party that they're going to or something. It's not.
How about the people driving all over New York City with masks on in the car by themselves? I mean, and the worst part is, look, you and I discussed it a year ago, basically, that the Spanish flu, most people died from wearing the mask because they weren't expelling stuff. We have kids in New York City. Parents, what are you wrong with parents? Your kids don't need masks. They certainly don't need them outside. And yet they're all masked up. And I'm talking about two-year-olds in strollers, masked up. This is my, listen, Kathy O'Brien can explain it better than anyone. She's an expert and a victim of MK Ultra. The masks are about dehumanizing you, limiting your oxygen to your brain, and making you sicker. All these kids that are forced to wear masks in school, they're getting colds and coughs and brought pneumonia, and it won't go away. And for some reason, parents are so brainwashed to think that the government, or God forbid, the teachers union has the best interest of the kids. No, the kids aren't getting better because of the masks, because they're not, yep, they're not breathing right. They're not expelling. It's going into their lungs. That's a, all these kids have bronchial pneumonia, and now they've renamed it COVID pneumonia. I mean, it's funny because I can't believe how many people refuse to get out of the matrix. Well, you're hurting your children. It's child abuse. Injecting an experimental drug into your children that they don't need, that has horrible consequences, possibly, including infertility and death, maybe. What are you doing?
Absolutely not. Absolutely. Like,
the truth is, we don't know. The guy at the CDC said on tape, and Project Veritas are the best journalists out there, not non-journalists. It's not up to the mainstream media to decide. But they caught that guy on camera from, I think, the FDA saying, we don't have any data of what the vaccine does to children. We'll have to inject them to find out. And parents are lining up. I have a friend who cannot wait to get his 9-year-old daughter that he loves to death injected. Okay. And there's nothing you can say to them. Nothing.
No, this is still, guys, we're still in the pushing stage of this, right? I mean, the good news is people listen to you. So we're already at that point, right? And we're going to, you know, a lot of these people, if they're listening to you, they've got an idea. And I'm seeing, you know, a new mix of a lot of new people in your group. So I kind of slowed down some of the things that I'm doing. So let's pause for a minute.
Yeah, let's go back to what you were saying, because now everyone wants to know about your suggestions for travel. They're arbitrarily. Also, I just want to mention, Michael, what do you make of them totally locking down Germany? It's interesting. All the Nazi strongholds are now being totally locked down. Okay. This is not, first of all, it's still the same people, the overlords that did World War II and World War I and every war and created every famine and everything that they then go into to fix. You know, these aren't new. But how come Austria and Germany are now going, Latvia, full lockdowns? We know lockdowns killed more people than not.
Well, I think there's a couple of objectives here. But from a scientific perspective, what I think is going to happen, and I think what is happening, is the fact that the vaccine isn't working is now coming out. The fact that people that have had the vaccine are the ones getting COVID and the death rates. The fact that people are dying or having serious adverse reactions to the vaccine is now starting to come out. The only way that you can maintain control of that is lock everybody else down. But I'll tell you the other piece of this is the flu's coming. We know that the testing didn't work, and what's going to happen, and X22 talks about this a little bit. He kind of touches on it, and I think he's accurate.
Yeah.
I like X22. He's my end of the day listen.
Yeah.
He's every helped me through a lot of this. X22,
Truth and Art, and Anytime Amazing Polly put something out on there. But yeah, and there's other people too, Whitney Webb and Corey Diggs. Yeah, but these people are telling the truth. But yeah, got back. X22 is on top of everything.
So he's my end of the night listen to. He's my last, no matter what I'm doing. But one of the things that he says that is accurate, and I agree with him, is the fact that now the flu's coming out. Okay, and the fact that the flu is coming out, what's going to happen is it's going to show people that this never worked. You're also seeing on the pharmaceutical side, there's a new pill coming out that you take this pill and it'll take care of the flu and COVID.
Wow. Right?
The new testing that they're designing, all of this has to come out. They're rebounding because plan A didn't work.
Right.
The fact that here's what they wanted to happen. And this, again, I'm going to inject my opinion from a scientific perspective here. Here's what I think they wanted to happen. Their typical approach, they threw the virus out there. Everybody's getting sick. Oh my God, COVID, COVID, COVID. Oh my God. Remember CNN, they had the death count rolling, right? They're trying to push everybody to get this vaccine.
Right.
The vaccine was the key because the vaccine compromised the immune system. We talked about this, right? It compromised the immune system. There's other junk in there. God knows. I think 5G is a big part of that. They wanted to roll that out. Then what they wanted to do after they rolled that out was their next part of their plan, which was depopulation. However, and guys, I know a lot of people are like, oh, Trump supported these vaccines and everything. Listen, look at the alternative of what would have happened.
Oh, yeah.
If they would have done a lockdown and all of this would have come out, what would have happened is, first of all, mass suicides. Then the other part, guys, is massive amounts of deaths.
Right.
What we're trying to do is minimize our collateral damage here, guys. Listen, I can't stress that enough. Trump would have never knowingly put something out there that would have done this. And so,
but hold also, up, Michael, 1 second on that note, I just want to note for the record that the vaccine, Pfizer held the vaccine, FDA, CDC approving it until Trump until Trump was out of office. Okay. They didn't approve it underneath Trump. There's a reason. Okay. Yeah. They didn't approve it underneath Trump. So anyone, and also you are absolutely right. Trump, first of all, was being misled. Second of all, by the same demons. You know, I think he had a little faith in some really evil people that he realized later were evil. But also on top of that, if they kept us locked down, their plan was to keep us locked down till a vaccine was approved. If that was allowed, they would have kept us locked down till 2025. They have it in paper. Trump said, no way, we have to open the country. This can happen. It's so much worse to keep it locked down. And so anyone that's blaming him. Also, there's a new theory. I wonder what you think about. Sorry to interrupt you, but that's what I do.
Oh, go ahead.
A couple really good military people that I like that reach out to me, I've posed the theory multiple times that the reason that there's such a big giant push for the vaccine now and the forced mandates and everything is because the people that are unvaccinated are a control group that can prove when all the doctors, the disinformation dozen, are proven correct, that they don't want a control group of unvaccinated people to prove that it was a crime against humanity.
No question. And again, let's go back to what you and I were talking about this in January and February. Remember where I did an analysis back then, and this is kind of my wake up journey, was I looked at all the cities that didn't do lockdowns versus lockdowns. The numbers were being skewed. But the big problem here in the U.S., guys, keep in mind, Texas and Florida. Florida is blowing out their theory out of the water. And there's you can't cover the fact that now the confirmed COVID cases in Florida is lower than anyone else, right?
Yeah.
They don't wear the stupid mask.
Right. Well, why do you think the Biden administration is sending 70 flights in the dark of night to Florida to fill it with unvetted, untested, illegal immigrants from all over the world? To Florida and Texas, because they need to, because A, they want to punish them for not following orders, and B, they want infections to rise there so that they can say, look, you know, it didn't, well, guess what? It's not happening. But that is what about.
The other thing is the COVID's, like I've been saying all along, it's just a really bad flu. And I know, guys, we've all lost loved ones on it, but
they lose people to a really bad flu too. And it's even Bill Gates.
That's my point.
Said it last week.
That's my point. Is there were no flus and no heart attacks in 2020. Everything was COVID, guys. The numbers are there. I think, Mel, though, going back to your original question, I think that's why they're doing the lockdowns. It's a combination of control, and it's also damage control, because the truth is now coming out. And what's interesting is that some of these areas that had no vaccination at all, and they're completely COVID free all across the country, including Australia. God, listen, the people in Australia, God bless you people. You're fighting back as hard as you can. And, you know, they don't have any weapons.
Right. Well, good for you for saying that, because don't forget what happened. They had that, what I believe now looking back was a gun grab, false flag, like what they're doing to this poor 17-year-old kid. And the Australians all got together under the guise of helping humanity and gave up their guns. That this never would be happening in Australia if they stood by the fact that they had the right to bear arms. That's why in America, we have to fight them. And they're going bigger now. Now they're saying because the right thing happened and Rittenhouse was found not guilty, that now all the left, all the Democrats, they're not Democrats, they're Marxist, socialists, globalists, They're now saying, oh, now all the white people are going to carry guns and shoot people. Well, everyone was white in it, so I don't know what it has to do with that. But second of all, they were hoping for a gun grab. They cannot take our guns in Texas. There's no way, ranch after ranch. There's miles and miles between these giant ranches to the next one. And you want these people unarmed as we allow illegal immigrants to flood into our country that are financed by the cartel. I mean, it's crazy. No giving up the guns ever.
Let me tell you something. Can I tell you a story about that from Texas?
Yeah.
So I was down in Texas. This was quite a while ago, but I was going into one of the major hospitals in Texas, one of the major cities, right? And what was interesting is the nurse, one of the nurses that I was actually going there to audit, I saw her in the parking lot as we were going to into this hospital, right? And as we're walking in, we were having a conversation. She was really, really a great gal. We stopped as we got into the hospital because there's gun lockers. And there was a sign that said, at this point, you need to turn your guns over and you put them in these lockers, right? And this woman, she pulls two firearms out of her purse and she takes it. But she's doing it as we're talking. We're talking about, okay, Mike, listen, what do you want for lunch? She's talking as she's pulling these firearms out of her purse and putting them in there. But that's Texans, man.
Yep.
A couple of my best friends live in Texas. And let me tell you, Texas. Like I've said a million times, they think they're their own damn country.
Right.
God bless you, Texans.
Well, guess what? America better watch out because there's a lot of people in Texas that have no problem seceding from this country. And they're at the edge. This Biden administration has really driven people in Texas. If Texas pulls out, America's screwed. But I have to tell you, they have been talking about it. And a lot of the people on the ground talk about it. They want nothing to do with this socialist, communist, globalist America regime. And it's, you know, whatever. I love Texas. I just spent a week and a few days there. And that is free America. And my other, you know, I love Florida too, because my parents and Rob's parents and all my best friends almost have left and moved to Florida over the last 10 years. But, you're going too. I am too. But I have to say, it's a real contrast. And if people aren't waking up and seeing that it's your government, your state government that is the problem, they better wake up, because the federal government is a dumpster fire. They do not work for we the people. They work for the World Economic Forum and their overlords. But back to you.
All right. Guys, that was our rant for the day. Let's talk about traveling. And let me tell you some things that I've done all along, even before COVID.
Okay.
Guys, so sometimes I'm in 2-3 cities a week when I travel a lot. So I'm going all over, and there's a couple of things that I do in terms of habits that I do. So first and foremost, what I always do is you know those emergency seats? Now, it's not perfect, guys, but I take those emergencies. I have one in particular. It's not emergency, but it's similar. And they're always with me. I boost up on my vitamin C and vitamin D before I ever get on a plane, the day before and when I'm traveling. So for example, this is me personally. When I'm traveling from point A to point B, as soon as I get to B, I jack another one of those vitamin C's down. The vitamin C's are fine because your body's only, that's the one I use.
So does Rob.
I use the blue one because it also has the zinc in it, right? But my point is, as soon as I land, I stay high on that vitamin C. Your body will flush vitamin C out. It only takes what it needs. But I want to make sure, you know, I'm not compromised. And I will say there's been a few times where I've been on the plane. I got one. You're all sitting there like this. This is pre-COVID. This woman was sicker than a dog. She's coughing. She's trying to be polite. But I'm like, oh, my God, this woman's going to be dead before first we get the plane lands. And I'm like, uh-oh, man. And I started putting a few of those in the drinks and jacking it down because, I mean, But I don't get sick, guys. God has blessed me with a bad allergies, but I never, ever get sick. So some habits that I do is when I travel, I do those vitamin C's. Mel, put it up again. Everybody sees those?
Yeah.
Put it up.
Rob does them nonstop too.
Yeah. I jack those down, guys, to keep my keep your immune system. And then go back to what we've talked about before. First and foremost, be eating healthy foods. You saw here I was drinking this. I do two of these. I have a juicer. I do a fresh juice every morning. It's I don't know what they put in it, but it's good for me. Then I do protein. But my point is I try to keep a clean diet.
Right.
And it's even harder when you travel. However, do the best you can on the clean diet. The other thing that I do, and I've always done this before COVID.
Right.
You know those little wipes?
Yeah.
You know that you can put in those little packs? I've done that forever. Whenever I travel, I always use those. And first thing, they hand them to you, the alcohol ones. Guys, I would avoid the alcohol ones. Bring your own. Make sure it has a bleach in it. That's going to kill everything, right?
Yeah. So and I want that, people to know. Yeah. Like you're talking about the superfood. Like I have my superfoods. I take my Biomedic every day. I take my Power Shake every day. My Power Shake. And it's kind of what you do. It's like a whole bunch of great stuff. It's like the green drink. It's on my website, the Melt Day Superfoods. But I'll tell you, this stuff is really, we haven't gotten sick either. I did get sick once when I was traveling without it, which tells me something.
Look at the number of people that you see. Look at the number of people that you see in these events. When I saw you in Boston, I was sitting in the crowd. I was sitting in the crowd, guys, and it was kind of cool. There's energy go. But all of these people, you know what? It was amazing. But that keeps you healthy. These are things that I do.
Yeah.
And then, like you said, the healthy foods, I sanitize. Now, another question that I came up was, well, what about the linens? I'm going to be staying at a hotel. Oh, my gosh, it would be canceled. Guys, listen, go out. Don't worry about this stuff. Go out and travel.
Yeah.
Just be cautious on what you do. Now, the linens, I'm kind of funny. So I will tell you one of my things. When I travel, I don't like the pillows at the hotels. And the other thing is if you, most hotels, they don't wash those linens on the pillows, right? They don't. Okay, guys, don't believe that all the time. I've watched those maids. I've been in thousands. I'm diamond across the board on the hotels. But I'll tell you what, and that's sad. I'm not proud of that. It means I'm away from my family a lot, right? But I watch it. I watch those people as I'm walking down the hall. They're not pulling the stuff. They put the pillows on one side. They may change the bed sheets, right? But here's what I do, guys. They do wash always the towels. So I always take a towel or the smaller towel and I always put it over the pillow. I know that's kind of a weird thing. It's my thing because at least I know when I'm putting my head down, it's on something that's at least clean.
You really do travel more than anyone I know. So I am positive that you have a very good perspective on that, but that's a good idea. Just better safe than sorry in this environment.
Yeah. Yeah. And then the other thing that I just want to encourage you is the other thing I do, and part of this is because I was always in the lab. I wash my hands. I can't tell you in any given day, dozens of times.
Right.
And it's just a habit for me. You know, I'm here sometimes even in my own house, just out of habit, I get up and I'll, between meetings, I know it's kind of odd, guys. I wash my hands and face all the time. And when you're traveling, it's a good idea. And I do this, even in the airports, because you're always touching and moving things around, guys. I'll always go into those bathrooms. I'll use a lot of soap and I'll wash my face too. And which is kind of funny because sometimes I get there and I'm like, oh, shit, there's no towels. And I got to use an air dryer right on my face. But my point is, guys, just those little things do make a difference.
Right.
They really do. So if I think of any others, I will tell you, but I'm going to pause. I'm going to shut up for a minute. Questions.
I have no questions. I am being told that we are at our limit, but we have another show coming up. We'll get to the next show. I had a lot of things I wanted to ask you about. I'm going to get yelled at for or attacked for interrupting you. But you know what? There's a lot going on. And some of these stuff, you know, we need to address because there's a lot of, it's so crazy. They're calling people like me and you and anyone that's telling the truth disinformation, but the disinformation is coming from them. And if people don't see what just happened in this, I think somewhat of a white hat operation, watching the media totally lie about this Rittenhouse case to such an extent, and then how somehow our Democratic, whatever, they're not Democrats, they're Marxist globalists that hate America and hate apparently white people. These people that were writing tweets and everything that totally didn't tell the truth about anything that happened with this 17-year-old child. You better understand that the media is the misinformation, disinformation. They're the ones that are lying. They're the propagate. They hate our country. They want our country to be destroyed from the inside out. and Michael is bringing you the actual truth. I am bringing you as much truth and facts as I can on every level, but we're in a war. And I just want people to understand, I am under heavy attack. I've been, I am on nowhere. Yeah. Even my Telegram, they stopped me from building it. It's totally infiltrated with spam. The only Telegram I share stuff to, and it's sad because I actually share stuff that matters. It's very limited. There's a lot of fake ones, but I only share to the Mel Kay Show group. But in terms of everything else, everything on YouTube's fake. Please don't follow it. Everything. I'm not on Twitter. I was kicked off after January, after the election, for questioning the election, which is a total fraud and shall be seen. But also, I am not on Instagram. I am not on any of these places. Just the Mel Kay Show group on Telegram, but it's highly infiltrated and being suppressed. But I do want people to know that Michael will be a special section on, we have had to go to a private server. Please head over if you can, it will really help us. We were also kicked off of PayPal. Make sure if you did donate to me on PayPal that you are not being charged by these demons and that you have not been, because they cut me off 2 months ago, because apparently I'm not supposed to be able to survive and sustain myself while doing this. So everywhere I'm being attacked, everywhere. The MelKayShow.tv will really help us. It will never be taken down. It is a private server. We worked really hard to get it and get it up and running. We're going to have a lot of good content. We have a new producer coming on board I've been friends with for 15 years. Awesome guy. We're going to bring in a lot of new stuff. Man on the Street. Michael will have his own section there. And he might jump on from time to time and do his own Q&As. And we also just want you to remember to defund the cabal this Christmas, you know? Go to your local businesses, find friends that are making stuff. Please, please know that anyone that profited during COVID, we're in on it. This global public-private partnership they talk about and that is basically owned by the cabal and BlackRock and Vanguard and all them. We're talking Target, Walgreens, Amazon, anyone that made tons of money and were considered essential for the 2 years while small businesses were devastated, I would say defund them. And if it's a little pared down this Christmas, that's okay. We also have a partners page on themelkayshow.com. Also, we have a resource page and we're going to start a blog there. So we're going to put a lot of Michael's stuff on that blog so you can find it. And that's coming very soon. We really are going to build up the melkayshow.tv and themelkayshow.com as hubs. Obviously, I'm not allowed to have a Telegram where I can interact. So we're going to figure that out on the .com. But Michael has provided consistently for the last 18 months more truth before most people than I have seen anywhere else. So please, thank you, Michael, so much. Please take everything he's saying to heart. His work, he's doing this for free. He's doing it for humanity. And he's doing it because he's a really good person who loves God and family and truth. And his children and his grandchildren and this country. And all we ask you is to be aware of who is manipulating everything. It's a small group of people, and stop supporting them. Stop watching mainstream media. They are not your friend. They are a propaganda machine trying to keep you sick and in this prison and in this matrix. They are all compromised. People like Michael are not. And I just wanted to say, also, we've teamed up... This is kind of a side note, but because you are talking about pillowcases, I will tell you this. I spent a little time this weekend. We've been traveling, you know, with Mike Lindell. I want everyone to know that Mike Lindell is going to the Supreme Court with a bunch of attorney generals, including from Texas, to demand on the 23rd that they look at the evidence of the steal of the 2020 election. If you want to save this country, you call the Supreme Court and you tell them that it is their duty as servants to we, the people of the United States, that they look at the evidence of fraud in the last election, because they stole the election, not from Donald Trump, but from me and Michael and all of you. Okay. And I don't care who you voted for. If your vote doesn't matter, we do not have a country. And I'm telling everyone right now, everyone that went to Glasgow and to the COP26 pledged allegiance to the World Economic Forum against the United States of America. And if you want to save our country, you need to demand that your vote counts. And please get on that this week. It's a big deal. And again, happy Thanksgiving. Michael, we have a lot to be thankful for. There were many silver linings, you know, and you are being on the forefront of exposing a lot of stuff that will make the future a much better place. And Michael and I aren't going to stop. When the Great Awakening takes over from the Great Reset, which is coming, and it's we got a lot of boomerangs coming up, especially the Epstein that will connect it all. Please know Michael and I will continue to provide true information that will help you and your family stay healthy, motivated, mentally, emotionally, and physically stronger and better ahead. And thank you so much, Michael. I cannot tell you how much I love you and adore you and your amazing wife who has given so much of your time to me and to my guests. And I could not love you more. Thank you.
I love you. And I really hope today was a good session, guys. I know awesome. We didn't go into a lot of slides, but I think it was productive. But love you guys. Mel, stay safe.
And we'll see you next week. And thank you, Michael. I just want you to know at this Thanksgiving, I'm very, very thankful for you and grateful that we found each other and bonded in such an honest heart, love, and a godly way. And I believe that many, many of my subscribers feel the same because they come up to me at events and tell me how much they love Michael L. So thank you much. And we'll follow up next time. And I'm glad there was a bunch of things I really wanted to talk about, especially that smallpox stuff and some of these things where they're threatening us. They're threatening us big time with jail, silencing, censorship. So, you know, it's really important people realize that that's not good. Limiting people's voices that are telling you the truth is evil. And we are fighting back. So thank you so much.
If you need me to deep dive on something, send me a text.
I will. And I'm so grateful, Michael. I mean, it's a real friendship and a bond between us. And I know that you are changing lives and minds. And please share Michael's information everywhere. And soon at the MelKayShow.tv, we will have a section that takes you back to the beginning of Michael's shows. Every single one is relevant and really important to understand in the big picture. So thank you so much, Michael.
Love you. All right. Stay safe. Bye-bye.
Thank you.